Hi, my name is Brady Gaster, and I work for the Microsoft Windows Azure Evangelism team. Today, I'm going to give you a quick demonstration of how you can use our brand new Dropbox deployment functionality with Windows Azure websites so that you can easily write your HTML or your server-side code and put that code into a Dropbox folder on your machine and have that Dropbox folder automatically deploy that code out to Windows Azure websites. This is pretty convenient because what you can do is you can just write your code, drop it in a folder, and off it goes. Let's go ahead and get started with this demo. So you can see here that I've got the Windows Azure portal open in my web browser. So the first thing I'm going to do is to go ahead and create a brand new website. I'll just do a quick create, and I'll call this site My Dropbox Site. I'm going to select my region here, so I'll select West US. Now I'm going to click on Create Website. That's going to go out and create my website for me. Once that's done, I'm going to go down and click on My Dropbox Site in my Windows Azure portal here. There we go, so the site's already up and running. I'm going to scroll down over here and select Setup Deployment from Source Control link. That's going to pop up a bunch of different options, most of which you've seen already in previous demos, Team Foundation Service, GitHub, etc. I'm going to click on Dropbox right now. And just like those other services, the first thing I'm going to have to do is to log into Dropbox and give Dropbox access to my Windows Azure sites. Basically, it creates a connection between Dropbox and Azure. So I'm going to go ahead and click Sign In right here so that I can authenticate directly against Dropbox. I'm going to click this Allow button. So I'm perfectly fine with Windows Azure and Dropbox syncing up. You'll see right over here that it's already created a folder in my Dropbox folder. So I'm going to click this bubble and you'll see right there we have a new folder called Apps. Inside of Apps, I've got Azure. I don't have anything in that folder yet because I haven't actually mapped a site to a new folder in my Dropbox. I'm going to do that right here. I'm going to go ahead and give it a folder name. Probably call it the same thing, My Dropbox Site. And I'm going to go over here and click on Accept, and that's going to go ahead and churn for a second and link up this Dropbox folder to this website. Once that's done, I'm actually going to flip back over here to Explorer for you, and what you'll see is that I have a new folder in there called My Dropbox Site, and that's where I'm going to put all my files. So this first thing is I've got an HTML file right here, open in Sublime. Save that to my desktop. So I'm just going to drag that from my desktop right into that folder. I go back over to the portal here. You'll see that I've got this link down at the bottom labeled Sync. If I click that, it's going to say, "Hey, are you sure you want to pull everything over from your Dropbox site?" I'll click on Yes because I'm fine with that. What's going to happen now is Windows Azure is going to pull my one change from Dropbox. You can see that it's already synced the change and it started the deployment process. And the deployment's already finished. I'll go down here and I'll click Browse. And first thing you'll see is that index.html file right here in my browser. So you'll see that with Dropbox you can get a brand new site up and running in a matter of seconds, and you can edit that file directly in your Dropbox folder, and anytime you change it, it'll go right back out to your Windows Azure website. That's what we call continuous deployment through Dropbox. Hope you've enjoyed this demo. Hope it gives you some ideas on how Windows Azure websites and Dropbox can make your life pretty easy for deploying your website.